Hi and welcome. My name is Yogi Aaron, and I want to thank you for joining me in this online course about Yoga Nidra. Where I'd like to begin is to give you some information on the anatomy of sleep and some of the scriptural yogic references on sleep. In the Yoga Sutras, right at the very beginning, Patanjali talks about yogic sleep. He talks about Yoga Nidra. And in this kind of case, he talks about sleep as a quality of mind. He talks about yogic sleep as a thought pattern. And it's kind of interesting because when you go to sleep, what happens when you're sleeping? And what happens to your consciousness? One of the most interesting things that the yogis found was that when you are sleeping, your mind is still working. Your mind is still recording. You can see this sometimes with people who are in deep sleep, but something happens around them and they wake up all of a sudden. What is that? What's going on? Sometimes people have the ability of setting a very strong intention when they go to sleep to wake up at a certain time. For example, people, like when they fly in the morning, they set their alarms for 5 o'clock. Have you ever had this experience? And then you wake up at 4:55, 5 minutes before your alarm clock goes off, because you know that you have a flight to catch. Our mind is working. Our mind is still going on. Our mind is still processing things. The consciousness is still there. And Patanjali kind of equates it to, a camera, that if you have a camera and you're recording something, in order for that camera to draw in images, you have to take the lens cap off. And so the camera, if you have it recording and you put the lens cap back on, the camera doesn't stop recording, it just is recording a blank screen. But it's still picking up the noises, it's still picking up sounds around it. And this is kind of what's going on when you're sleeping. So it's really important for us to take this information and apply it into our life and think about, what are my sleeping patterns? What is going on when I go to sleep? How many of us go to sleep with like some sort of sound device on in the background? And even worse, how many of us go to sleep with the TV on? One of the little rules that I have in my own life is I do not have a TV in my room. And I do that partly because I don't want that to interfere with my sleeping patterns. So start to think about, what is your sleeping environment and what are you creating for yourself in that sleeping environment? The yogis considered sleep to be a really important time for us to digest and assimilate our life, our thoughts, what is going on in our unconscious. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you go to bed at night with a lot of problems in your mind, questions about your life, questions about work, and you're kind of like, oh my God, I need a solution to this problem and I can't find it. Okay, I'm going to go to sleep. Let me sleep on it. And then you wake up and the solution is there. The nighttime is a really sacred time, a special time, an important time for our minds to get to work. Our mind is working at night. It's digesting our day. It's digesting our problems. It's sorting through the problems of our life. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important that we get a restful sleep at night. So I want you to kind of have that going on in the back of your mind, that if you're not getting a restful sleep, then you're not going to come up with the solution to a lot of problems. Your mind, your consciousness is not digesting or assimilating what is going on in your life. You might notice that sometimes you just feel like a little backed up in your life. You feel kind of mentally constipated or mentally backed up. it's probably related to your quality of sleep. So just take note that the yogis considered the nighttime to be a very important time to go back and work through our day and work through the problems of our life. And if we do get a proper rest, we wake up, we feel refreshed, we have solutions, we have answers. So just know that there is something going on in your consciousness at night. Even if you don't think that there is, it is happening, and this is really important for you to consider. What are my sleeping habit patterns, and how am I setting myself up for a really successful, restful sleep?